Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, here we are already with our last final segment of the day here on December 1st. I'd like to welcome to the show the dynamic leadership team from Gadabout Salons and Spas. Welcome, Pam, and welcome, Jana. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks for having us, Zara.
Very good. My pleasure. Let me do an introduction. Pamela McNair Wingate, she's a founded the Gadabout Salon Spas in Tucson in 1979, and from day one, believed that her best investment is in her employees. To that end, Gadabout provides continuing education classes on the latest salon and spa innovations and products, seminars in communication, personal growth, financial management, relationship building, and also, of course, customer pleasing and satisfying. In addition to national and international industry recognition, Tucson patrons just love Gadabout, myself included, since I've been a client of yours since I moved here to town. In fact, in 2012, they were voted the best salon for the ninth year in a row and the best day spa for the seventh time in the Tucson Weekly Best of Awards. Pam believes truly in giving back to her industry and also her community. She served in leadership capacities at the Interconfure American Canada Association. She set industry standards and practices. Also, she's a founding member and emeritus board member of the Boys and Girls Club of Tucson. And Gadabout supports many special causes through her inspiration, including the Susan B. Cohen Foundation, Project Yes, Tunadito, the Women's Foundation of Southern Arizona, and the Angel Charity for Children. Pam's daughter, Jana Westerbeek, she grew up in the hustle and bustle and excitement of the beauty industry, and as Gadabout's first intern and through the creativity of hairdressing, she's been recognized stylist and educator now for more than three decades. In 2005, in fact, the leadership torch was officially passed from mother to daughter, and today as president and director of guest relations, Gadabout truly has grown to include five salon spa locations, as well as a second salon brand, Vervey, do I say that right?
Vervey.
Vervey, thank you very much. A more organic approach to beauty and wellness with two locations. Truly legendary customer service continues to keep this award-winning company strong. So both, well, I should mention about Jana, a devoted wife and mother of two daughters. She has been recognized as one of Tucson's most selfless citizens, being awarded the Spirit of Philanthropy Award by the Association of Fundraising Professionals. And she and her husband, Frank, who's also the co-president, recognized for interior design of Salon of the Year Award from the Salon Today magazine, as well as in 2008, they're awarded the Global Entrepreneurship Excellence Award from Salon Leadership in North America, which is truly a prestigious honor given to one salon every 2 years. Well, again, it's a real pleasure to welcome this dynamic mother-daughter team, although I understand, Jana, you're not allowed to call Pam Mom.
Well, it started years ago, and we lived in Rockford, Illinois, where I was growing up, and I used to do shampoos on the weekend. And I remember walking into the salon one day and saying, Mom, can I? And she said, okay, we have to have a moment together. So she said, it's not that I don't want to be your mother, but I don't want anyone to know that I'm old enough to be your mother. And the people that we service at Gadabout, I don't want them to know. So it started then, and it just is one of those things. When we're home, she's Mom. When we're at work or anything to do with related to business, I just fall into the Pam role.
It's Pam.
It's Pam.
And then Pam, did it ever occur to you, even from the day you first opened that studio or over the years, that you were creating such a legacy that would provide something as important as a business for your daughter? And then I know I stopped in to see Vivian, my hairdresser. Hello, Vivian. I know you're tuning in. And I understand that your daughter was working in the salon today.
Yes.
So this multi-generation thought.
Well, it's very exciting. And I'm sure that when I began many, many years ago, my intention was to literally survive. And to support my children.
Yeah.
But I've always had an affinity for people. And for me, establishing a stable culture where you can live up to your full potential, I think, has always been my motive.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just my potential, but that is the potential of anyone who is working with our company or around us. Before we began with the other things, I am capped to be non-remiss in mentioning my son-in-law, who is Frank Westerbeek.
Sure.
He is today changing a water heater in one of our locations.
Amen.
So besides being co-president, he is really hands-on with not only the design of the buildings, but with the educational system that we over the years have developed, and now he helps direct. So he's not here today because he is out working.
He's out working.
Yes.
And, you know, it always goes to show when people get involved in doing something that they're passionate about and framing a business around it, that those who are successful also realize they have to run the business of the passion, not just doing the passion, right?
Right.
So the
right.
idea of, well, Frank, we've got the water heaters out, that's one thing, or, gee, we need to now design another salon spa, or we're going to go to an international show. So that's great.
Yes.
The other piece of it, of course, what you just exude and say so clearly, it's interesting, I've been seeing a whole buzz of articles out there now about how retail organizations are starting to realize that they need to recognize and reward their hourly employees more than they have done in the past. And that's really the core to success. And I remember sitting reading that article saying, what's new about this? In other words, in you two, in your organization you've built over the years, that you have started that from day one, that this isn't about just paying people an hourly wage, come in, punch the ticket, and then, oh, by the way, they might move on. But rather, you've cultivated this culture.
Well, one of the things in our industry was that years ago, people would go into cosmetology and work in the field until something better came along. It always seemed to me that if you really enjoyed what you were doing and you were good at it, mm-hmm. that there needed to be a place or places or an atmosphere by which you could grow and understand your full potential at being that. And in our industry, it's really true today, as it has been for many years, that we're really in the people business. And what we do is a sidebar to mm-hmm. who we are. And I think for that reason, it's always been important. The woman who was speaking, Deborah, before us, I think it's so important for me that wherever I am going in my business structure or in my life, I honestly don't want to be there alone.
Absolutely.
So it's been very important for me to nurture and to reward and to help people grow into whatever it is they want to be. And hopefully it's with us. Mm-hmm. So that today, cosmetology and its arms mm-hmm. is really a career that we can be proud of, because we have the opportunity to change people's lives in a very unusual way.
Exactly right. And Jana, I know that part of the whole process of career development at Gadabout can actually start with someone who might like to begin as an intern.
Absolutely. Many times we have licensed cosmetologists or estheticians that come to work at Gadabout, and we don't have a position for them available technically. And immediately they say, well, I'll work at the front desk, I'll fold towels, I'll do whatever it takes just to get into this organization. And we really enjoy that, because that way they're able to see what the culture is and we can cultivate. Mm-hmm. Everyone that's hired at Gadabout is hired from the beginning with our intention to help cultivate our own culture. And we have incredible longevity. Probably 85% of our staff have been with us over 10 years.
Yeah, which is just outstanding. Just outstanding, that sign of that.
The other thing that I think is wonderful in our training program is giving people the opportunity who come in as frontline employees, who are hourly, and the rest of our employees are commissioned, but giving them the opportunity after watching what goes on. It is amazing how many of those employees are now technicians. Mm-hmm. They see what mm-hmm. they see the opportunities, and they go to school, or they come into our organization licensed in one area and decide that they want to be duly licensed, which opens up their opportunities for success. So it's amazing how many people come in as a GSR.
Right.
And turn out to be some of our best technicians that have ever worked in
the
company.
Absolutely. And wouldn't you say, too, Jana, there's also got to be somewhat a process of unlearning perhaps some things that they brought with them, but doing it in a safe, friendly place.
Right. And I think, you know, when Pam founded this organization, you know, years and years ago, I think her intention was to create an atmosphere where people could grow and learn and follow their passion, whatever it was. And sometimes people come and they don't really know what their passion is, mm-hmm. including myself. I went to cosmetology school so I'd have something to fall back on, fell in love with it, and, you know, 25 years later, I was hanging my license up to go on to operations, but I just fell passionately in love with the people and the opportunity to develop relationships, because as our industry is, it's all relationship driven.
You bet. Well, I mentioned in the introduction, of course, that your business is not just a business in and of itself, but actually so many tentacles out to the community for what Gadabout has done. Particularly, Pam, why don't you tell us the involvement with the Cancer Center and the engagement with your colleagues that help?
Well, before I talk about the Cancer Center, I want to say to this community, I love that sign on the wall that says, Right Talk for Tucson, mm-hmm. because I believe that wherever it is that you're planted and you grow, you must give back. Again, there's no point in getting wherever it is you're going by yourself, and who certainly wants to be the only success around? It would be very lonely. And I decided in my first year of business, there were some things that were really primarily important. One was continuing education. The other was advertising and marketing. And the third was giving back to the community that has helped and made us the success we are.
Right.
When they built the Cancer Center, it's been apparent to us because we've dealt with clients who have cancer mm-hmm. for many, many years. And one of the things that women hate the most is to have to be in public if they're being fitted for a wig or they're having their head shaved or all these
sure,
things
exactly.
that go on during chemo and radiation. And actually, my son-in-law, Frank, became very good friends with the people who were developing the center. And together, they communicated that it would be really nice to have a private area mm-hmm. where women or men could come and feel comfortable and safe. We still do service people in the salon, but we have technicians who have gone through the training with the community on how to provide services for people who are going through these traumatic events.
Mm-hmm.
And we really feel that it is a place where people who are going through these events can come and have a safe haven to experiment with whatever it is they want to do with their hair and their skin.
And we also invite any licensed professionals to take their guests from any salon and spa in Tucson
yeah.
to utilize that facility at Visayas Cancer Clinic.
Yeah, that's just fabulous. The two of you, your interest as well in Boys and Girls Club and giving back, particularly to help youth. You know, Jenna, as we mentioned, of course, Pam, you're a mom and you've got daughters, I believe, right?
Absolutely.
And a son. And a son, that's
yes.
right. And so this engagement to realize that how we are so blessed to be able to give to our own kids, but how can we get a multiplier effect by helping others less fortunate?
Well, touching the community through an organization like the Boys and Girls Club is amazing because, you know, I have my children's life and I see them grow up and we touch them every day. But when you're in an environment where kids don't have the same opportunities and they have such, there's just so much in front of them that you want them to see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you're trying to lead people to get to a place. You see these kids and they don't even know what they're missing. They don't even know where they could go. So the Boys and Girls Club is just a beautiful organization that is celebrating its 50th year next year here in Tucson. And it's just really been an amazing part to be a part of raising funds to help these kids that have a safe place to go. And it saves many of their lives.
Yeah.
One of the things that I'd like to say is there we have quite a few employees who started out in Boys and Girls Clubs.
Fabulous. Yeah.
And so therefore, one of our award ceremonies, which we have every year, we did at the Boys and Girls Club, which made it seem like it was a personal venture.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe if we don't start with the youth, with education and opportunities and showing them a picture of our world that maybe they're unfamiliar with, that their eyes are not open until it's too late.
Yeah.
And so if we're as a company going to start with anyone, we need to start with the youth because they are our future.
Yep, absolutely. Perhaps a question I could have started out right on the outset, Gadabout. How did you pick that name, Pam?
Well, Gadabout, to me, is something that's ever-changing. It is someone who gads about and goes here and there. Mm-hmm. And although I probably didn't really venture into having multiple locations, the name really worked into the plan.
Well, and also into this whole idea that what you're gifting your clients is a confidence and a zip in their step. However it is they are or want to be, they can be stronger from the inside out.
We had an incident. We have wow moments in the salons. And yesterday I read about an incident where a woman came in and she was going to a party. And she said to her stylist, you know what, leave my bangs a little longer today because I'm going to this party and I never feel beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, the technician took the client who had never had a hair color, who doesn't wear makeup. She not only cut her hair, she put color on it, and they gave her complimentary. They put makeup on her. And when she left the salon, she looked at the front, the GSRs at the front. She said, for the first time in my life, I know I'm going to have fun at this party because I feel beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful?
So those are the things that are the rewards that we get as day makers, mm-hmm. whatever our position is, whatever our job is, no matter what company we work for, we have the opportunity to do that.
And we are the only trained professionals that have a license to touch. And many of our guests, it's the most they're touched through their whole month, through their whole, you know.
That's another point. Exactly. There's this idea in that how soothing, we know how human touch to touch is so important for us.
Absolutely.
From our emotional well-being.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Jenna, I know in the salon, it doesn't just cater to women, of course, but you have quite a following of men in your various salons as well.
We do. We had an independent male location for about a decade that we transformed into our Vervet Lifestyle Salon about a year and a half ago. And that's a Aveda branded location, mm-hmm. which is doing really well. And we were fortunate enough to keep about 50% of our male clientele that are still visiting that location. And at Gadabout, I'd say probably about 30 to 35% of our guests are males. And, you know, we have family salons, you know. It starts with the mother and the father and the children, and we get to watch them from their very first special things at school all the way through their wedding day.
So. Oh, absolutely. And that's my situation with Vivian, who I started to see when we moved here to Tucson. And, you know, your relationship with your hairdresser or your barber, from the case of men, or the stylist, you know, it's one that transcends a lot of things. When we moved here from the Connecticut to Tucson, I found myself still booking my appointments back in Connecticut for the first year. And I said, you know, this has got to stop.
The trust factor.
At some point, I got to let go here, you know. And I had the good fortune to be referred to Vivian. Of course, that's the other piece of it, is your technicians have constant referrals out to others that help build the business. But you're right. Most recently, my daughter started going to the salon. She's now 15. And so I jokingly pulled Vivian aside because I know she's been with you so long. I said, you realize now you can't even think about retiring.
Aww.
No way.
I think she just had an anniversary last month.
Yes.
Something in the 20s.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's been
yes.
a long time. But that's right. That multiple generation trust is just like estate planners, just like financial planners can do that across to the others.
Well, we find our clients come in, they move from a different location. They want a doctor. They want a dentist.
Yes.
They want a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really important things because it's probably the most expensive accessory you'll ever have. And it can change your attitude instantly.
Instant gratification.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Jenna, I mentioned in the introduction that you yourself are a stylist, and you went through that whole process in your own career, too. The idea of being involved in the international community, how fun was that coming, particularly having grown up in Rockford, Illinois?
Oh, it's just been a wonderful ride, a wonderful life experience. I was actually the very first intern that Gadabout ever had, and that was before we even had an intern program. So I was shampooing and sweeping. And then growing up in the industry and having the opportunity to work by some of our industry's greatest, you know, but being in the same room and having dinner with Vidal Sassoon, and just it's endless. And in the international award that we won several years ago, standing and sitting at the same table with these people, and you look around the room and it's just like surreal, because I would have never chosen the path that I ended up on, but I am so grateful for the path, and it's just provided amazement and a wonderful opportunity for our family and for the 285 people that work with us, because they're our family also.
Yeah, that's a great community.
And their children work for us.
Yes, that's right.
My granddaughter works with us, and, you know, three generations. That's very unusual.
Yes.
In any business, much less this one.
I was going to say, yeah, in any business to have that happen. So, over the years, Pam, your decision to turn over the reins in some regard to your daughter and son-in-law, was that something that took a lot for you to finally let go or step into a new role, that whole transition process, succession planning?
Well, succession planning in family businesses is probably quite different than it is in other corporations or other businesses. But when you have your daughter who has worked alongside of you for 25 years, there's not much decision other than are they willing and ready to take over.
Sure.
I'm just very, very fortunate that she and her husband are so talented and care so much about the same things that I care about that it's just like an extension of me rather than turning it over. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the failures that happens in any business is when whoever founds it is afraid of letting go. It usually doesn't work.
Right. And gaining the trust from the matriarchs of our company.
Sure, exactly.
I always know that she kind of stood on that line just hoping, and then it's been fulfilled because they all trust that we're making the right choices and we're moving in the right direction, and our goal is to grow and care for the 285 employees that we have.
Well, I think you also said right at the onset that your business happens to be Cosmetology, but really what you're up to is creating an environment for successful fulfillment for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And you can't go wrong with that.
Absolutely.
But to have the strength and comeuppance with all the cycles of change economically and, you know, how fun it's been, too, to have the longevity in your industries for you, too, to adopt new products, new technology, new trends. I mean, the fashion industry, which, of course, you're an extension of, changes on a dime. And so to be prepared to catch or be ahead of the wave also takes a lot of innovation and vision, Mom.
That's a gadabout.
And none of us.
That's a gadabout. I love it.
None of us took any business classes, so we ended up here.
Wait a minute. Practical experience.
You have created the business classes. Are you kidding?
Life business.
Yes, life business. In fact, that's, I think, probably where a lot of people are challenged, is they think by getting their certificate that they now can drive or now can do it. And that's there's certainly a place for all of that. But when you can do the kind of training programs that you all do that support your staff, that you're passing it down from generation to generation, is wonderful.
That's the goal.
That's great.
And so what does the future hold, Jana?
Well, we're busy every day. Gadabout's ever changing. That's also one of the keywords in that statement. And our goal is to just stay passionate and keep growing and keep Tucson beautiful. And, you know, beauty lives within. And for all of us, it's really important that we honor that within ourselves first so that we can help touch the world.
And now, Pam, I know you've had at least one or two encore things playing out for you now that you've stepped into a different role. What about for you personally?
You know, I'm probably the most blessed woman I know. I have the most wonderful friends. I have the most beautiful, wonderful family. I have had a magnificent career. And anything that I can do to continue to support that in the future, I'm certainly there for it. I am learning that my life is not necessarily every day 16 hours a day going into the office. So I am readjusting, which is coming pretty naturally, and I'm learning how to do other things, and it's very rewarding.
Yeah,
as long as I'm connected to people and I feel like every day that I get up I can make a difference in the world, that's what's important to me.
That's right. Well, one of the disadvantages of radio, of course, well, actually one of the advantages is I can come in here and have a bad hair day and it doesn't matter. But one of the disadvantages, of course, to our listeners is you can't see what I see, which are two vibrant women that have got smiles and sparkle in their eye, and throughout the course of this interview constantly putting a hand on each other's shoulders or touch for the love and passion they have as a mother-daughter team, as well as for the business and the employees and the community you serve. So thank you so very much for joining us here. I can think of no finer establishment that really personifies this idea of enabling circles of change for people. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Zara.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580. 544-2580.